Hi, everyone. The Business Ethics Leadership Alliance has questions and we have answers. I'm your host, Bill Coffin. Welcome to another Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. One of the best benefits of being a member of the Business Ethics Leadership Alliance, or Bella, is that if you have any questions at all about ethics and compliance, you can submit them to Bella's concierge service, which will connect you with one of our internal experts who will provide an answer and or direct you to a helpful resource for more information. Sometimes these requests are specific to a particular company's needs, but most of them speak to broad challenges facing Bella members in general, and by extension, the wider ethics and compliance profession. That's why we're using this show to thematically respond to high-level questions from the Bella community. And joining us once again to answer those questions is Bella Chair Erica Salmon Byrne. Erica, it's terrific to see you once again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, Bill, thank you so much for having me back. And thank you to all the Bella community members that keep asking questions so that I have a reason to keep chatting with Bill.
Well, our next question is a speak-up question, and it's a really fascinating one. The question is, how do I align speak-up rates globally? And this one really caught my eye because there's kind of an invisible second half to it in the context of I have a speak-up program, I have a certain rate that we've achieved, I have a geographic locality that might be different from that. So how do I get that locality to actually align with what we've achieved on a wider basis?
I would advise the Bella member that asked this question to not try to align the modalities used to speak up across locations, right? We have seen time and time again in our culture data, when you cut the data by region, and for anybody out there who is not as familiar with our culture work, the data I'm about to cite is self-reported employee data, wherein the employee has indicated that they did choose to say something when they saw something. And so one of the questions we ask them is, how did you say something, right? You said, yes, I witnessed misconduct. Yes, I chose to say something. What were the channels you chose? And we see incredible variety, depending on the region, of the modalities that people choose to utilize in those circumstances. So you might, for example, see in Europe, on the continent, for example, you are going to see for every one employee that says that they chose to use a hotline, 22 of them indicated that they went to their individual manager, right, to their people leader. And so if you're looking at speak up rates from continental Europe and you see a low hotline usage rate, that is likely accurate, right? That is not a jurisdiction that is going to choose to use the hotline. Instead, they're reporting to people. They're going to their HR business partner. They're going to their manager. They're going to their manager's manager. And so your challenge from a compliance perspective is to get those people to tell you what they have learned, which is a slightly different exercise than you might be pursuing in other regions where people are very comfortable utilizing the hotline, right? So in the Philippines, for example, we see very high hotline usage. That is a mechanism that people are more comfortable using because they don't want to be seen as criticizing their manager. So they're concerned that if they take something to their manager in certain jurisdictions in Asia, that their manager is going to see it as them criticizing the manager. They don't want that, and so they utilize the hotline. So there you might be seeing very high usage of hotline, the hotline as a mechanism of reporting that you wouldn't see in other jurisdictions. So you have to, what you are looking to align is concerns being raised, right? Not the modalities through which they are going to be raised. Because if you chase modality, you're going to lose. You can't change the way that people choose to raise their hand, nor should you. We should be welcoming whatever mechanism anybody wants to use in order for somebody to speak up. That should be a welcome mechanism to people. Instead, what we really ought to be focused on is getting people to use the mechanisms they're comfortable with, and then making sure those mechanisms are letting the ethics and compliance team know what's going on. So anytime I talk to a compliance professional or a Bella member about those kinds of stats, my recommendation to them always is go look at your overall speak up rates by region and make sure that you are roughly tracking those kinds of percentages coming in through those different channels. And if you have a channel that is silent, chances are it's not that nothing's happening, it's that you're not learning about it.
This is an opportunity where when you have a large multinational organization or a global operation, and you have a highly centralized ethics and compliance function, it gets some data on why a particular country has a speak up rate of, you know, whatever it is. That sounds like that's a real people on the scene kind of situation where to fix that from global headquarters may not be the way to go. You need to get that local intelligence to understand the pulse of the culture, the overall reporting trends, and really trying to get that local voice so you can understand how you actually get the speak up rate where it needs to be.
Yeah, it's a great place to leverage our ambassadors. If you have a strong ambassador program, right, it's a really, really good place for you to be able to leverage your ambassadors to make sure that people understand all the channels, and then really making sure your managers understand that you're there to help and that you need to, you want to, and you need to know what's happening with their parts of the business.
Well, Erica, thank you so much for answering this question and for lending us your insights. Very much appreciate it. And I know that the folks in the Bella community are always happy to hear you answer their questions.
Oh, Bill, it's absolutely 100% my pleasure. And to all those Bella members out there, keep the questions coming so that I get to come back and talk to Bill.
To learn more about Bella, please visit ethisphere.com/Bella to request guest access to the Member Resource Hub and to speak with the Bella Engagement Director. And if you have a question that you would like answered on Bella Asks, be sure to use the Bella Concierge service, and we'll get to your question just as soon as we can. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been a special Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.